各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And peace to all the brothers and sisters.
很高兴有机会能够来这边跟大家一起敬拜神。
I'm very happy to be able to worship with everyone tonight.
自从我们这边有神学院，我们喜乐都教会跟邻近的教会花了很多心血在为我们主患来照顾我们。
And since there is a PTP here, the Cerritos members have put in a lot of effort to cook for us.
那今天中午招待我们的同龄，他说晚上要领会，请小弟领会。
And so the brother that cooked for us this lunchtime said that he had to lead service and asked me to lead for him.
因为实在是吃得太高兴了。
So because I had eaten the meal made me especially happy.
圣经上说在爱里面都要以为亏欠，觉得也很亏欠，喜悦都教会。
And so in love we have to.We are in debt, so I felt that we were in debt to Cerritos Church.
所以晚上就不敢推辞，在这边一起分享主耶稣的道理。
And so I did not reject the offer, and so that we can study the Word of God together tonight.
今天晚上想要来分享一段自己读圣经的心得，共同勉励。
And so today I wanted to share a reflection that I had from studying the Bible.
我们来看约翰福音的十一章十一节。
Let's turn to John chapter 11, verse 11.
John 福音十一章十一节。
John chapter 11 verse 11。
十一章十一节。
John 11 verse 11。
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”
11. These things he said, and after he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up."
这一段大家都很熟，是主耶稣让死去的拉撒路再一次复活。
This is a story that we're familiar with. It's when Jesus Christ resurrects Lazarus.
但是小弟有一个感想，就是主耶稣不只是叫醒死了的拉撒路。
But I have a feeling that Jesus Christ was not only waking up Lazarus.
他也让马大在神话语迷糊当中呢，让他。真正了解神应许话语的力量，把他叫醒了。
And also to Martha, he spoke words that would awake her to the words of God.
那对玛利亚，她在悲伤的哭泣当中呢，因着拉撒路的复活，玛利亚也可以从悲伤当中醒过来。
And for Mary, she would be able to be awoken from her very great sadness that she experienced over losing Lazarus.
所以用我去叫醒他，我们来谈主耶稣叫醒马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路来一起分享。
So using the topic, I may wake him up. We will talk about how Jesus Christ wakes up Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
我们在这件事情上面呢，我们发觉到马大对于主耶稣的话。有点迷糊啊，不能够真正了解主耶稣的话在讲什么，
so,
好像睡着了。
So for Martha, she couldn't really understand the words of God. It was like she had fallen asleep.
因为主耶稣间接直接跟大约有三次跟他讲，你的兄弟不至于死，他要活着，他要复活。
And because she said to Jesus Christ said to Martha three times that your brother will rise again.
我们把红线加在这里，我们来读十一章的十一章的第三节、第四节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 3 and 4.
这里啊，他们两个姐妹呢，差遣人去见耶稣了。
And so these two sisters sent a message to Jesus Christ.
说主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Saying that he whom you love is sick.
那耶稣讲的话一定是间接的回到这个两个姐妹的耳中啊。
And so what Jesus Christ said in response must have gone back to the sisters.
耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为了神的荣耀，好叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”
When Jesus heard that, he said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
所以这是第一次啊，马大应当听到主耶稣间接的跟他。一个应许，这个病不会死。
And this is the first time that Jesus Christ says to Martha that the illness will not lead to death.
后来两个见面的时候呢，耶稣又再一次的跟他讲类似的信息。
And when they meet in person, finally, Jesus Christ once again repeats this message.
我们来看十一章的二十三节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 23.
这是耶稣对马大所说的话。
Jesus said to her.
你的兄弟必然复活。
Your brother will rise again.
但是在二十节说，马大说，我知道这是末日的时候，他才会复活了。
And however, in verse 24, Martha says, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day."
耶稣就讲了一个很有名的话：复活在我，生命在我，信我的人死了也必复活。
So Jesus Christ says a very famous saying, saying that I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
这是第二次的啊，跟他讲，但是他还是迷迷糊糊，听不懂。
So this is the second time that he repeats this message to her, but she is still unable to comprehend.
知道主耶稣让人把这个石头碾开的时候，
However, when Jesus Christ rolled away the rock,
马大还是迷迷糊糊，不知道主耶稣在讲什么。
Martha was still was confused and didn't understand what Jesus Christ was saying. 39节 Let's look at verse 39.
耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”那死人的姐姐马大说：“对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为死了已经四天了。”40节。耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”请读。
39. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." 40. Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?"
所以马大心里想，这个在那个地方没有冰箱，那个地中海型的气候，那个身体一定是长虫了啦。
And so Martha must have thought that there was no there's no refrigerator, so it was has to be very the body must be rotten by now.
就是好像有点阻挡主耶稣的意思啊。
And how she says it seems like she's trying to stop Jesus Christ.
主耶稣再讲一次，我不是对你说过吗？你若信，一定会看到神的荣耀。
So Jesus Christ says to her, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?"
有时候我们在想这个马大的信仰哦。
Sometimes we think about the faith of Mary.
其实他都一直在进步当中啊。
Martha continually to improves.
刚开始他招待主耶稣的时候呢？心里烦乱，主耶稣跟他讲，不可少的只有一件，你的妹妹得到那个上好的福分。
And so when Jesus Christ was at her home, Martha was upset until Jesus Christ told her that your sister has chosen the better of the two.
那你看她信仰一直在进步当中哦。
So we can see her faith continually improves.
所以那个撒都该人不相信的末日的复活，马大都知道他的弟弟在末日要复活。
And so for the Sadducees who do not believe that there is a resurrection, we see here Martha believes that there will be her younger brother will be resurrected on the last day.
那我们又再想一个问题哈。
Let's look at another problem.
那个不晓得马大有没有听过主耶稣曾经叫两个小朋友复活。
I don't know if Martha had heard about how Jesus Christ resurrected two young children.
你看主耶稣啊，叫一个哀鲁的女儿十二岁的小朋友复活啊。
And because Jesus Christ was able to resurrect a 12-year-old girl.
主耶稣也让一个寡妇的独生的孩子啊，再次活过来啊。
As well as the son of a widow.
不晓得这个事发生没有，他有没有听过。
I don't know if she, after this event, if she has heard it before.
但是总觉得，我们总觉得，我们弟兄姐妹其实很多人跟马大一样，我们的信仰都在进步当中。
And we feel that many of us are actually like Martha, that our spiritual life is improving.
我们的神的话也听了很多。
We have heard many message of words of God.
但是呢，我们会觉得我们信仰进步了，不代表我们心中不迷糊哦。
But just because our faith is moving doesn't mean that our hearts are not confused at times.
不是因为我们常常听道理，代表我们神的话每一句话都相信得下去哦。
Just because we hear the words of God doesn't mean that we believe every single word that is said.
末日复活是一种 general message， 是一种好像就是一个比较普通的信息。
And if it was just a general message，
但是主耶稣三次讲到他的个人生命，讲到他的心里面去呀。
But Jesus Christ said it three times until it goes into her heart.
这是 special grace， 这是特别的恩惠。
This is a special grace that is given to her.
但是我们常觉得啊，都是别人家在种肉特了，这个我们家不会有这种事情。
However, sometimes we feel that it's another house that wins the lottery and nothing like that ever happens in our own house.
这个特别的恩典不会临到我们家了。
Thinking that this special grace, our family will not see it.
那为什么我们有时候会跟马大一样，这个神的话讲了三次，我们还醒不过来呢？
How come sometimes we're like Martha that she hears the words of God three times, but she's still unable to be awoken?
主耶稣提醒两个门徒这样讲。
Jesus Christ reminds two disciples in this way.
我们把红线夹在这里，我们来看路加福音的24:25。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 25.
路加福音24:25。
Luke 24:25.
路加福音24:25。
Luke 24:25。
他们耶稣对他们说：“无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话， 你们的心信得太迟钝了。
25. Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets had spoken.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们听道理，我们的心是不是太迟钝了？
And so for us today, even though we hear the message, are we slow of heart?
我们读圣经会不会觉得有感动，或者是我们的心根本就觉得说这个跟我没什么关系。
And when we read the Bible, do we feel moved, or do we feel that this is really nothing to do with us?
我们再回到这个约翰福音的十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
你想马大什么时候才对这个话真的领悟，真的醒过来呢？
When do you think Martha finally was awoken to the words of Jesus Christ?
是主耶稣讲说把这个坟墓的石头碾开的时候吗？
Is when Jesus Christ said to take away the stone?
我想不是哦。
I think not.
因为他还在质疑啊。
Because she is still doubting at this time.
是主耶稣祷告，当众祷告说：“父啊，感谢你，你听我了。”那是那个时候吗？
Is it when Jesus Christ prayed and said, "Father, I thank you"?
我想也不是啊。
I don't think so.
那直到看到他的弟弟，怎么真的跑出来了？
Until she saw that her younger brother actually came out of the tomb.
哇，我想他突然间恍然大悟啊。
Then the clouds were lifted from her eyes.
哦，原来主耶稣说的，你一定会看到神的荣耀，是指着这个事情，不会死，是指着这个事情。
That when Jesus Christ said that her brother would not die, he's actually talking about this event.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们对神的话会不会常常在睡觉当中呢？
So,
对神的应许会不会常常一种处于睡觉的状态当中呢？
And so for us today, towards the words of God, have we fallen asleep to it?
我们怎么样能够让神的话能够苏醒我们的心呢？
How can we allow the words of God to awake our hearts?
我想每次我们一定要求神来感动我们。
So we have to pray to God to move us.
真的让我们心能够 sensitive。能够主耶稣一教要告诉我什么，不只是一般的信息，有没有什么特别要告诉我的话
？To be especially sensitive to the words of God, to any special messages that God wants to tell us.
有一个姐妹来参加成人神训班
，and a sister attended National Adult Theological Seminar.
她是从这个 remote area， 是从那个偏远地带，平常传道一年看不到三四次的一个地方来的。
And she came from a remote area where she's not able to see a pastor.
她一直觉得这个一年呐、一个礼拜的时间一个礼拜的时间可以听。道理，这是极大的一个恩惠，是一个大的宴席啊。
And she felt that being able to hear the word of God for one whole week, this is such a great blessing.
所以她一直要听主耶稣在跟她讲什么。
And she kept, so she was listening very closely to what Jesus Christ would say to her.
她说那次上利未记啊，利未记是很难的，而且很 boring 啊。很无聊啊。
And that time they were studying the book of Leviticus, and this was a very difficult book to understand.
但是她也相信主耶稣要借着利未记跟她讲话。
But she had faith that Jesus Christ was going to use Leviticus to talk to her.
所以她很注意听啊。
So she listened very closely.
那讲员就说哦，利未记谈到那个麦子的角落啊，你不能割，你要留给穷人啊，来割那个稻，还有那个收割麦子如果掉下去的，你不要收起来，你要给穷人收起来。
And so when it talked about how for the wheat that has fallen to the ground, sheaves that have fallen to the ground, those are to be left for the poor to pick up.
那讲员就谈到这个路德啊。
Then it talked about Ruth, how Boaz, Ruth was in the field of Boaz.
那波阿斯特别恩待路德。
And Boaz especially looked upon favor at Ruth.
啊，突然听到这里，她掉眼泪啊。
All of a sudden, when she heard this, she shed tears.
因为她就觉得她就是那个可怜的贫穷的路德。
Because she felt like she was this poor Ruth.
因为她在那边根本就没有丰盛的灵粮可以吃啊。
Because where she was living, she didn't have any food, abundant food to eat.
可是他们家这几年来主耶稣的恩惠这么多。
In the many years, there are so many blessings that have come upon her and her family. Even though there's no pastor there.
但是主耶稣的恩典充满在他们的家。
But Jesus Christ's blessing filled their home.
他突然想到，原来这个波阿斯一表的耶稣基督，他会恩待这个路德，这个可怜的人呢，所以。主耶稣也恩待他的家。
And so just like how Boaz represents Jesus Christ and how Boaz looked upon Ruth, so in the same way, Jesus Christ also looks upon her.
所以他就把这个一般的道理，主耶稣要跟他讲的，他就听到心里面去了。
And so she took this message and she put it in her heart.
那他后来又那个礼拜六因为我们知道如果参加训练一个礼拜之后，那个圣灵都会特别做工
And so after we know that after attending seminars for a whole week, the Holy Spirit is especially moving.
那个礼拜六起来，他就觉得他那个心 那个心好像一只手一直拽他，一直拽他，一直拧他，要让他能够温柔一点。
And she felt that on that Sabbath that, in her heart it was being, wrung out, as if, telling her to be more gentle.
因为，因为他好像觉得一只大手一直，他总要捂着自己的心啊，觉得今天这个心哦，觉得好像有人在跟他马杀脚。
And so she kept wanting to close off her heart because it felt like somebody was massaging her heart.
然后后来她就有一个很深的感受。
Then she had a very deep feeling.
她说以前在台湾哦，她不是这样的人呢。
She said that in Taiwan, I wasn't this type of person.
很个性比较温柔，比较不会跟人家争东西，争东争西。
And she was a gentle person and would not really argue with others.
但是来到美国，因为要生存，她是一个。职业妇女，她就要假装她很这个很 tough 啊，所以哦，她常常觉得自己很果断，很心很硬啊，也没有什么那种啊，没有那种慈爱，她觉得这样子才能够在这个社会上生存的。
And so after coming to America because of her career, she really had a heart in her heart, and so as a that's what she had to do to survive here.
那天真的很特别，她是觉得好像一只手一直在。觉得他，你的心为什么像石头一样呢？
And,
你应该变成像一个肉心啊，怎么这么硬呢？
And so she felt the hand on her heart telling her that why is your heart so hard? It should not be like a stone, but it should be like flesh.
弟兄姐妹，我们为什么啊？我们哦，真的，我们在听道理，我们对主耶稣的领受哈、哦，我们常常要让我们真的有感触，不要很迟钝。
And so, brothers and sisters, we really need to have our heart be able to experience the Word of God and not let it be slow.
真的让主耶稣啊，叫醒马大一样的来叫醒我们。
Just like how Jesus Christ calls Martha, He also let him call wake us up.
让我们知道神的话是带着力量，而且不是时常常要讲到我们心里面去的，是我们生命当中的一种活泼的信息。
That the Word of God is able to enter into our heart and can impact our life on a daily basis.
那我们再来看主耶稣也叫醒了玛利亚。
Let's see how Jesus Christ also wakes up.、Mary.
我们觉得玛利亚已经陷入情感的忧郁当中了。
And Mary had also fallen into a very emotional depression.
我们来看一下约翰福音十一章的三十一节到三十三节。
Let's look at John chapter 11, verse 31 to 33.
三十一节到三十三节。
31 to 33.
三十一节。
31.
那些同玛利亚在家里安慰她的犹太人见她急忙起来出去就跟着她以为她要往那里去哭玛利亚到了耶稣那里看见她俯伏在她脚前说主啊你若早在这里我的弟兄必不死耶稣看见她哭
31. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her when they saw Mary rose up quickly and went out follow her saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. 32. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
我们就发觉到这个玛利亚一出去的时候旁边人就不放心了。
So you can see that at once Mary rose up, the people around her were uncomfortable.
那特别地记载这些人是要安慰玛利亚的人，不是安慰马大的人哦。
And we can see that these were the people that were comforting her, not Martha.
所以不晓得玛利亚到底哭到伤心到什么样的地步哈。
So we don't know how sad, how badly Mary was crying.
要常常有人跟着。
That she would need people to follow her.
一出去的不晓得她会不会做傻事，会不会有危险，一定要跟着。
That they pushIf she leaves, they don't know if she'll do something that would harm herself.
你知道这时候已经耶稣死了啊，不，他的弟弟死了四天了。
And so at this time, her brother had already been dead for 4 days.
中国人说哈，入土为安呐。你觉得如果你的亲人死，你什么时候最伤心呢？
And so if we think about it, if your a relative dies, a close member dies, when are you the saddest?
我觉得啊，就是在那个入土那个时间哦。当在埋，你会觉得啊，很舍不得我最爱的人竟然躺在这里哦。
And it's that at that point when they are being buried.
那这个过去之后，我们说入土为安，就是你的心就安定下来了，一件事情过去了，继续往前走了。
And that after they are buried, then that means that you can have the heart to move forward.
但是玛利亚入土还不安呢。
But we can see here, Mary, even after that Lazarus was in the tomb, she was not comforted.
有时候在猜，不晓得他如果主耶稣不来，他不如果主耶稣不复活，那撒路他不晓得要哭多久哈。
And so we can think about if Jesus Christ had not resurrected Lazarus, we don't know how long she would have been crying for.
我们有时候在生活当中真的会看到这样的例子。
And sometimes in our life, we will see this example.
有一个妈妈，大概40多岁的时候，她的小孩溺水啊，游泳的时候死掉了。
And there was a mother, when one day her child was swimming and drowned.
他的爸爸后来50多岁的时候，就是他们这个事情过了十几二十年了。And
after 10, 20 years that has passed from this event,
他的先生来我们教会信耶稣啊。Her
husband came to believe in the Jesus Church.
他的太太到如今还走不出来。That
even to this point, his wife is unable to walk out of this event.
真的，有时候你所爱的人走了，你有的人真的放不下。
And so sometimes when the person that you have loved has passed away, sometimes it's really hard to let go.
尤其是那个没有天国盼望的人。Especially
those who have no hope for the heavenly kingdom.
所以雅各听到他的儿子活了，心脏讲他心里冰凉，他根本不相信，很冰凉啊。
And so when James heard that his son had resurrected, he couldn't believe it.
He was cold in heart.
我们来看11章的33节。Let's look at 11 verse 33.
那主耶稣看到他哭，主耶稣的反应是什么呢？
Then what is Jesus Christ's response when he saw her weeping?
耶稣见他哭，并且见与他同来的犹太人哭，心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
33, therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled.
这个 groaned in his spirit and troubled, 这个不是正面的字眼，这个是 negative description. 这个有的人翻译是灵里愤怒，内心烦扰，怎么你哭成这样子呢？
And so this is a negative in that how can you have been crying for so long?
这个主耶稣啊，不了解你怎么哭成这个样子呢？
So Jesus Christ couldn't understand why was she crying.
为什么这样说呢？
Why would I say this?
因为主耶稣觉得这是一件很高兴的事情。
Because Jesus Christ thought this was something very joyful.
我们来读11章的15节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 15.
我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那边去吧。这个主耶稣没有去复活拿撒路，他这个事情他是高兴的，他是欢喜的。
And so for 15, and I'm glad for your sake that I was not there that you may believe. Never let us go to him. So Jesus Christ was not in resurrecting Lazarus. This is a happy event.
对主来讲，这是一个荣耀的事情。
Because this is an event that will glorify God. This is a good event.
怎么你会哭成这样子呢？
Why will you cry to this point?
所以有时候我们其实我们是可以哭的，你想哭就大声哭，但是你要想想看哦。 我们的观点跟主耶稣的观点是不是一致的？
So it is okay for us to cry, but we have to think about whether our focus is the same as Jesus Christ.
那个耶稣复活了，一个找耶稣的玛利亚，那个尸体不见了，就那么一直哭啊。
And so,
另外一个玛利亚。
And so another Mary, after Jesus Christ has resurrected and she couldn't find the body, she was crying.
耶稣问她说，为什么哭？
Then Jesus Christ asked her, why are you crying?
为什么你在活人当中找死人呢？
Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
为什么在最荣耀的时刻不高兴啊？ Why悲伤呢？
Why are you so sad in a time of where it's so glorious?
所以有时候我们有时候悲伤，要知道这个到底是不是神的意思哦。 悲伤当中要想一想，这是神在我们生命当中的旨意吗？
So in our sadness, we have to think about, is this the will of God for us?
那我们来继续读34节、35节、36节。Let's
look at from verse 34 to 36.
主耶稣在这个难过之后，他说呢，你们把他安放在哪里了？
And so after Jesus Christ, in his groaning spirit was troubled, he said, where have you laid him?
35节，耶稣哭了。Jesus
wept.
犹太人说，你看。 他爱这个人是何等的恳切。
36. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him."
我读到这里就想到啊，赞美诗的一句话。
And so when I read this, I think about some lyrics in the hymn.
他说, "He looks beyond my fault and saw my need." 他真的觉得说很慈爱的，他真的没有看我们的缺点，但是看到我们的需要。
So he looked beyond our fault and saw our need. This is really what Jesus Christ is able to do.
高高在上看这个事情是该高兴的事情啊。And
so he looks above from above and sees that this is something that is joyful.
但是看到你是尘土所做的，你这么哀伤，哎呀，更 跟着一起哭了。
And so, however, when he sees our sadness, then he also weeps along with us.
这个叫同理心的爱。
And this is a compassionate heart.
什么叫同理心呢？
And what does it mean to have this heart of this compassionate heart?
在太太煮菜的时候，一直在那边教太太煮菜，其实他本身不太会煮了。
And so there was a husband who was trying to teach her, his wife how to cook when he himself does not know how to cook.
你这个火太小了。
Saying that, oh, the,
你这个盐巴放太多了。
Saying that, oh, your, this, the fire is too small, or you have, don't put enough salt.
那太太说，哎，我记得你都不会煮饭呢。
And so his wife tells him, oh, I remember you don't know how to cook.
先生说，我知道啦。
He says, I know.
我只是要让你感觉到我开车的时候你在旁边讲话。
So I just want to let you know how it feels like when I'm driving and then you're telling me what to do. Because you don't know how to drive and you keep telling me where to go. And so this is to be able to experience how the other person's feeling.
当你可以拉下自己高高在上的那种知识跟智慧能够用心去体会别人的需要。
If we're able to bring ourselves down and to really understand the needs of the other person,
人家真的可以感受到那一份爱。
Then they will really be able to experience that love.
所以连第三者，犹太人都说啊，你看这个人爱这个人的爱是何等的恳切。
And so that the Jews will even say, see how he loved him.
那我在想到底玛利亚真正的是从什么地方？才能够从这个忧伤的情绪当中醒过来呢
？So then I was thinking, how did Mary wake up from this?
我在想也是真的，看到自己的弟弟哈，当耶稣说拉撒路出来，啊，怎么看到一个死人真的走出来了？原来他活着。
And to see Lazarus walking out of the tomb and to see that he really is alive.
我想那他那个时候一定是破涕为笑啊，主耶稣真好。
And so at this point, she must have smiled greatly and said how good Jesus Christ is.
耶稣也叫醒，从玛利亚的悲伤的情绪当中把她叫醒过来。
So Jesus Christ was able to wake up Mary from her sadness.
所以你看哦，我们怎么样真的可以叫醒别人，在让他在忧伤的情绪当中，能够在这个轻巧能够。这个高兴的起来呢
So how can we make someone who is very sad and weeping and to make them smile?
我在想也只有两种方法
I think there's only two ways.
第一个让他感受到那种同理心的爱
The first is
让他感受到极大的爱
To have them experience the love and compassion that we have
第二个真的让他看到那个真正的复活
And for the second is to have them see the true resurrection
啊，有一个姐妹啊，跟她老公结婚70多年
And so a sister and her husband married to her husband for 70 years
两个感情很好啦
They have very good relationship with each other
她真的走不出来一年走不出来
When her husband passed away, for a whole year, she could not get over it.
她的女儿说，她几乎天天在掉眼泪啊。
And her daughter said that almost every day she was shedding tears.
她怎么走出来的呢？
How did she walk out of it?
有一次她在皇后教会参加这个圣餐礼。
One time at Queen's Church, she was attending Holy Communion.
看到主耶稣被钉十字架。
She saw Jesus Christ crucified on the cross.
她那个血啊，那个荆棘的血流到脸上面。
And she saw the blood bleeding down his face.
那个枪肋旁的血流到脚那边去。
And that the blood from his side flowed down to his feet.
看到那个下面的兵丁在笑主耶稣基督。
And he saw that all those people worshiping Jesus Christ.
他突然觉得主耶稣的爱好大好大。
And he suddenly saw how great Jesus Christ's love was.
真的，就从那一次啊，他真的可以从忧伤当中走出来。
And it was in that point that she was able to walk out of her sadness.
在伯恩教会有个姐妹，大概40多岁的时候，她先生走了。
And Bowen Park Church is a sister who was around 40 years old when her husband passed away.
她也是走不出来。
And for a long time, she was able
to
walk out of it. How did she walk out of it?
主耶稣让她做一个梦。
Jesus Christ allowed her to have a dream.
梦到她先生在乐园里面，原来没有死，她住的地方那么样的好。
And she saw her husband living in the garden, even that he didn't die, but that he was living such a good life there.
所以主耶稣也把她叫醒了，用这个复活的道理，真的复活的道理把她叫醒了。
And so using this teaching of resurrection, Jesus Christ used these to wake her up.
主耶稣不只是叫醒马大、玛利亚，当然这个故事主要强调主耶稣叫醒拉撒路。
So not only did Jesus Christ wake up Mary and Martha, but the most important is that he woke up Lazarus.
也是借着叫醒拉撒路来让。玛利亚知道这个道理清楚，让 马大知道道理啊，让玛利亚从情绪悲伤走出来。
And so it's through waking up Lazarus that Jesus Christ able to wake up Martha to the truth and Mary from her sadness.
那我们就看到这个主耶稣叫醒拉撒路这个过程当中啊。
So we can see the process of Jesus Christ waking up Lazarus.
我们会知道主耶稣真的很爱我们呢。
We can see that Jesus Christ truly loves us.
这个爱是忍心的爱啊，忍心呐、啊，真忍心啊。忍心的爱哈、endurance love endurance、
okay.
or tough love
okay so he his love is very enduring
我们来看十一章的第六节
let's look at chapter 11 verse 6
十一章第六节亚福音十一章第六节
John chapter 11 verse 6
听见拉撒路病了就在所居住之地愣住了两天这个主耶稣啊知道主耶稣拉撒路病了，故意啊啊延迟两天不去了。
And so knowing Jesus Christ, knowing that he was Lazarus was sick, he still stayed two more days.
那这个都是成为两个姐妹的忧伤的来源呢、啊。
And so this was the source of the great sadness of the two sisters.
我们来看十一章的二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 21.
十一章二十一节。
11 verse 21.
马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我的兄弟必不死。”
Now 21. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
32节。
32.
玛利亚到耶稣那里，见他俯伏在他脚前，就说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我的兄弟必不死了。”
32. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
那两个姐妹都同样感觉，主啊，你为什么不早点来？可是主就是故意延迟两天呢、啊。
And so these two sisters both thought, "Jesus Christ, why didn't you come earlier?" But Jesus Christ purposely stayed for two days longer.
有时候我们想，难道这是主耶稣对待朋友的方法吗？
So might think, is this how Jesus Christ treats his friends?
对待他所爱的人的一种方法吗？
Is this how he treats those people that he loves?
故意让他死，故意让他的姐妹来担心吗？
Is that for he lets Lazarus die and let the two sisters worry?
不是啊，是为了要建立人的信心，建立他们的信心，是为了主耶稣的，为了神的荣耀啊。
And so it's not it's for his glory and to establish their faith.
我们再问一个问题哦。
Next, let's ask another question.
两天过去了，主耶稣到底是一个什么样的心情去复活？是一个什么样的动作来复活拉撒路呢
？So after these two days, what kind of action did he take to resurrect Lazarus?
我们看三十节，十一章三十节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 30.
那时耶稣还没有进村子，仍在马大迎接他的地方。
30. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha had Martha met him.
34. 便说你们把他安放在哪里？
And he said, "Where have you laid him?"
我们有没有注意到主耶稣没有进去马大玛利亚的家喝一杯茶呢？
Can we see that Jesus Christ had not gone to Mary and Martha's house to drink tea?
那个时候到了，主耶稣的时间到了，他一刻钟呢都不让你再伤心，一刻钟呢都不让你再等待下去。
So when the time of Jesus Christ has come, he will not make you sad for any 1 second longer.
所以我们有时候很急啊，主啊，你为什么还不来
？So sometimes we are very urgent, asking God, "Why have you not come yet?"
你为什么这么迟延
？Why are you taking so long?
那其实主耶稣也很急呢。
But we can see Jesus Christ also was very urgent at this time.
时候一到，他的那个旨意一到，他一点儿也不耽搁。所以他马上就来解决你的问题啊
And then when the time came, he immediately came to solve the problem.
这种爱也不简单呢。
And this is a very difficult love.
这是为了让孩子成长，让他经历一个非常的时期，让他以后更强大。
Because this love is one that is to allow the children to grow.
我们来看一下路加福音的十八章七节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 18, verse 7.
这个比喻我们都知道。
So we all know of this parable.
这个是个寡妇啊，求官的一个比喻啊
，and this is the widow that requests the judge.
后来主耶稣做一个结论呐
，and Jesus Christ makes a conclusion.
十八章第七节
，in chapter 18 verse 7。
真的显明做耶夫一他，他纵然为他们忍得多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？主耶稣给我们忍得多时，是主耶稣也很忍耐耶。
And so it said Jesus Christ he bears long with them. So Jesus Christ is also waiting.Along with us.
所以哦，我们弟兄姐妹，当我们在患难当中的时候
，So sometimes when we are in the midst of tribulation，
真的我们要记得，主耶稣不会让你多等你该等的时间。
We will need to remember that Jesus Christ will not make us wait longer by a second than the time he has wants us to wait.
约瑟十三年之后可以当宰相。
If Joseph after 13 years could become the governor，
那个神不会让他等到十四年了。
Jesus, God would not make him wait until the 14th year.
原来他也是这么忍耐的。 真的是淹到这么急的在成就我们的事情啊。
Because God is also waiting along with us and bearing with us.
主耶稣叫醒拉撒路。
So when Jesus Christ wakes up Lazarus.
其实这个故事最主要告诉我们，生命在我，复活在我，我们信主的人死了，我们一定会复活。
That life and resurrection, these are all from Jesus Christ, that if we believe in him, we will live. So when we face the question, issue of life and death, brothers and sisters, we do not have to be too sad.
更何况主耶稣真的会给我们，有时候给我们一些特别的恩典哦。
But sometimes Jesus,
如果你是真的主耶稣讲到你心里面去的话。
But sometimes Jesus Christ will give us special grace if really His words has reached into our hearts.
所以死亡不可怕。
So death is not scary.
死亡是一个新的开始。
Death is a new beginning.
主若愿意。
If God is willing.
恩惠一定会临到我们的身上。
Grace for sure will come upon us.
更何况在末日，我们都要复活呢。
And doesn't matter in the end day, then we will also resurrect.
所以求主耶稣能够帮助我们。
May Jesus Christ help us.
能够认识这样的一个道理。
That we can know this message.
让我们每个人呢，真的都能够被解开，能够走。
That all of us can be loosed and that we can walk.
我们来读最后来读44节。
Let's look at verse 44.
当拉撒路出来的时候。
When Lazarus came out.
那死人就出来了，44节。
44.
手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走。”
44. And he had died, came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go."
当我们今天复活之后
，After we have resurrected,
我们今天洗礼就是与主同与主耶稣同死同埋葬同复活。
So through baptism, we are we are buried and resurrected with Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要让我们去走他的道路了。
Then we can walk on His way.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
May Jesus Christ help us.
能够在他的应许上面这种抓住这种话语可以走得出来。
That we are able to grab on to His promise and be able to walk out of.
能够在忧伤当中因为他的一个安慰这个能够走得出来。
And in our sadness, that be through His comfort, we're able to walk out of it.
在各种生活的捆绑当中呢，忧伤当中呢，我们可以走得出来。
And any kind of bondage that we experience in our life, that we're able to walk out of it.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing Him.
111首。
111.
Rise up, all ye saints of evil, make it.
please be seated.
感谢主，我们这个神训班可以一直在我们这边去开。
Thank God that the TTP can continue to be held here.
求也请弟兄姐妹能够帮我们这个神训班来祷告。
And we ask all the brothers and sisters to pray for our theological program.
缺乏学生。
Because right now we are really lacking in students.
我们虽然征召了一段时间。
Even though we have been recruiting for a while.
但是我们没有看到主耶稣真的。差遣他的工人进来。
And we haven't seen yet Jesus Christ calling his workers to.
我们庄稼多，工人少。
There's the harvest is great, but the workers are few.
所以我们要祈求那个差遣工人的主。
So we need to pray to the Lord of the harvest.
我们这个地方，我们这个教会更能够看到这件事情的一个重要性。
So that our church can see really the importance of this.
因为我们是跟神训班在一起的。
Because we are together with the theological seminary.
所以在这边特别邀请大家一起来关心这个重要的圣工。
So here I would like to request everyone to really pray for this important holy work.
也帮我们神学生祷告。
To also pray for the theological students.
不但让他们学习可以顺利，将来真的可以在这条路上面呢能够继续服侍下去。
Not only that they can be successfully completed, but rather that they can continue to walk on this work.
能够真正生命有改变。
So that their life can truly transform.
能够真的成为一个神合适的工人。
So they can really be a suitable worker for God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.